Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Miley Cyrus, all of 22 years old, has already been reported dead 3 times online. Singer John Mellencamp, currently out on tour, sounds pretty good for a guy who allegedly expired in 2012. And in March of 1994, CNN announced that Kurt Cobain had died in Rome of an overdose. CNN's report was premature, but sadly not by much, as the Nirvana singer would commit suicide just 1 month later. You see the problem here. It's a balancing act when a musician is known to be seriously ill or troubled, because information that suggests that person is dead or dying just seems to make sense. Now, I don't want to give the impression that this is a new problem. After all, it was 1897 when Mark Twain famously had to write, "The report of my death was an exaggeration," in the New York Journal. But stories spread so much faster today in social media. The Joni Mitchell story started with the TMZ website, which seems to have gotten hold of a copy of a petition for conservatorship. That document asserts that the singer, who has been in an L.A. hospital since March 31st when she was found unconscious at home, is completely unresponsive. But Joni Mitchell's website describes it as a document that, quote, simply gives her longtime friend Leslie Morris the authority to make decisions for Joni once she leaves the hospital. Now, I can't help wondering, why would the famously strong-willed Joni Mitchell not be able to make her own decisions if she's well enough to leave the hospital? But then I also can't help noting that TMZ is one of the websites that pronounced Miley Cyrus dead back in 2008. All of which leaves music fans, especially Joni Mitchell fans, in a tough spot. We expect our rock stars to be larger than life, and maybe because of that, we expect the death of one to be a big deal. But no one, I hope, wants to be in a position of sitting back and waiting for it to happen. But you don't know what you've got till it's gone. For WNYC, I'm John Schaefer.
Leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. That you don't know what you've got till it's gone. We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go? That you don't know what you've got till it's gone.